This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We talk about the Yontif. Purim. Purim is coming up. What is the Avodah of Purim? The truth is, it's very hard to put it all together, all the different nekudas, different chalakim of the Avodah that's necessary on Purim in such a short period of time. So we'll try to give maybe a yesod, something which is chut hashedra, something which encompasses somewhat all the other yesodis of what the Avodah is on Purim. And of course, we begin with the Sheshanis Yankif. The Sheshanis Yankif was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedela. The Machzav Vitri brings down. It's not a later day piyut. It was Nesakin from the Anshei Knesset HaGedela. So obviously, it entails the entire Yontif, the entire essence of the Yontif. In the few paragraphs of the Pizma of Sheshanis Yankif, if it was written by Anshei Knesset HaGedela, so it has to be upgelernt. You have to read into it each word, each nekuda. So let's begin with the first stanza, so to speak. Sheshanas Yankif. Sahala v'samecha b'reisam yachat chelas Mordechai. A lot has been asked already on this stanza of the piyut. There's even a briskerov about it. And the shailas, of course, are pretty obvious. Sheishana, a flower. Why is Klal Yisrael in the story of Purim referred to as a sheishana? Why the Sheishana? Why here? Why now? Why Purim? Is Sheishana the way we express Klal Yisrael, the title that is given to Klal Yisrael? Yaakov. Now we all know there's two names to Yaakov Avinu and there's two names to Klal Yisrael. We're the Bnei Yaakov, it's true. We're also the Bnei Yisrael. And each time that we find Klal Yisrael mentioned, sometimes we are called Bnei Yaakov, and sometimes we are called Bnei Yisrael. And there's a reason each time why sometimes it's Bnei Yaakov, the reference, and sometimes Bnei Yisrael. And the question is, why Purim, after we had the Ness, and we celebrate the Ness, is it Sheishanas Yaakov? It should be called Sheishanas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, mostly, especially in times of elevation, especially in times where we celebrate Yom Tevim, we are not referred to as Bnei Yaakov, referred to Bnei Yisrael. Why here are we referred to as Yaakov? Sheishanas Yaakov Tzahala V'samecha. These are others already, not mine. All the Mefarshim, all the Svarim that talk about Purim already mentioned these two others. And of course, the third other is Pshatav. B'reisam yachad chelas Mordechai. That's the whole happiness, the joy of Purim. Tzahala v'samecha. The joy of Purim, the happiness. We were saved. And if you want to talk about Ruchnius, good, so we were able to be Klal Yisrael and continue and to learn and to daven. The ganze Yontif liegt in the Tcheles Mordechai. Reisam Yachat, Reisam Yachat, Tcheles Mordechai. Briske Rav, says already a pshat, the Tcheles Mordechai showed them that the Ness was really here to stay. This was the stempel, so to speak, on the Ness. And the Briske Rav has a whole mahalach. You'll hear it mistama over Yontif many times, so we don't have to elaborate on that Briske Rav. But the har is agudar. What's the Tcheles Mordechai? Obviously, the Tcheles Mordechai symbolizes a lot more than just the Tchelis Mordechai. And it symbolizes Mistam a lot more than just was when Hapeich Vashteis from Sakim turned into Tchelis Mordechai. Obviously it's got to be more than that, weil der Briske Rav hat nicht gefragt, der Scheidler hat es nicht gewinnt mehr von dem. Right? It's got to be more than just that it represents happiness over Sakim, over sackcloth. So there's something in the Tchelis Mordechai that symbolizes the whole Yom Tov. When the Tekef HaNes, what is in the Tchelis Mordechai? And like I said, all the Mesvarim discuss these Shailas. We're going to take a Mahalach, which we've spoken about more or less over the years, somewhat pieces and parts. We'll put it together and we'll add the Chiddush, the Hoysof of this year. I want to begin with the Gayin. The Gayin on the Pasuk in Megillah and Esther, Perik Tes, Pasuk Tezayin, Zok the Gayin, Nikalu, V'amayid al Nafsho, Klal Yisrael was Nikalu. They joined together, V'amayid, and they stood up for their nefesh, they stood up to defend themselves. Zok the Heilige Gayin, Nikalu, HaYehudim, V'amayid al Nafshom, Be'achtus, Kamu. It wasn't just they came together. Many times people congregate, yet they're separate. It doesn't mean they have a connection one with the other. Sakta Heilige Gayin, Nikalu means, it connotates more than just an assembly. Nikalu be'achtus gamo. The Gayin continues with this Yisai throughout the Megillah, just one more example of it. On the Pasuk, Chav Gimel, in the continuation there, V'kiblu ha-Yehudim, says the Goyim, Kiblu ke'echot. As if by Kabbalah's HaTorah, we have a concept, an Indian, of that they were mekabel. Nasav nishma amru ke'echot. Zok the Heilige Goyim, that we have the same Yisayit here too. V'kiblu, they were mekabel ke'echot. V'kiblu ha-Yehudim. What Pashat the Pshat is, maybe Kabbalah Satera dafa ben achtus. Stomach has a lot to do with it, and I'm sure many Svarim speak that way. That Purim, being that it's a Kabbalah Satera, requires all the conditions, all the Tanayim of Kabbalah Satera. Interesting. So what's Nikalu Yehudim? I guess the achtus already started then. Right? If you're going to learn the Nikalu HaYehudim, Achtus Ke'echot, because we need it for Kabbalah Satera Ke'echot, that's later, that's not by the Nikalu HaYehudim. Chayrit's by the Kimu, Kiblu. When they were Mekabel, Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar, Anu HaKabbalah Satera, Das Dav Zayin, the Achtus. But the Nikalu, that they got together to fight, that also needed to be Ba'achtus for Kabbalah Satera. Stam of the Raid is famous, that obviously there's more to the Nikalu HaYehudim. There's more to the Kehila, the Achtus, that we find so emphasized on Purim. More than just the Kabbalah Satera, the Kuda, the Kabbalah Satera Chelik of Purim. So what is it? What is this inyan of Achtus and Purim? And we find the Svarim are full with this, that the Hilchis HaPurim put such emphasis on Achtus. Shloach Manais Ish L'Rayehu Achtus. According to many, that's the Iker. Good, there's Brisket Taira, that the Mishloach Manais is to make sure he asks for the Suda. It's good, Shane, all's good. Trust me, I know all the Taira. I mean, not that I know, because I learned. But it's famous over the years. Anyone who ever spent time in the yeshivas knows that all the Taira, Mishloach Manais, good. Ob Ein Zach is klar, that the Zicha Nekuda of Achtus in the Mishloach Manais is L'Reyehu. And the Machzah Shekel Svarim speak also, why is Machzah Shekel before Purim? Savadim, because the Shkalim of Klal Yisrael save them, because Higdim Shiklehem L'Shkalav Haman gave Shkalim to destroy Klal Yisrael. Zakti Gemara, Higdim, the Rebbeinu Shleilam made sure that Klal Yisrael already had Shkalim before, and he could tell Haman, was the grace of my Rebzatz, was the Hosta, it's an expression in Yiddish. The grace of the Hosta Shkalim, the Abedechit Shkalim, Cook Shkalim. What's the pshat in them? They're pashit, light ones, the way we're explaining it, it's very nice. Haman, as we soon get to learn, had a very stark attain on Klal Yisrael. And that is, Yeshna Amechot, Mefuzim, Mefoyrad, Beino Amim, Pirut, good. Everybody says this. The Manas Halev, you know, the Alshir, they all speak Pirut, right? Thanks. Shkalim, he gave Shkalim for this, right? He was giving money because Yeshna Amecha. So how did we fix it with the Shkalim? Why? The Shkalim was also an Indian of Achtus, the Indian of Shkalim, the Mefarsh and the Alshich speaks, the two halves, me and you together. So Higdim, the Shkalim was the anecdote to Haman's whole premise. Haman's premise was, Kibakuk, Yeshna Mecha, the food, a few dollars. Russia you. And what's the pshat? We're soon going to learn. It's what you do with the money. Cook Russia, was du tust mit dein Geld. What do you do with your money? You give it to kill, to destroy. Cook was Yidden geben. Look how Yidden, what they give money for. And that lends itself into the whole yisayid of Mishleach Manes or Matanais, Lev Yainim. It's all about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. All is part of the same theme. The Rosh of Etainin, as we soon are going to learn, it's not my word, the Manes Halev, Yalachainim, talk about it. Yesh Tamechad, Mefuzim, Mefayrat, Beino Amim. So the Tikkun is the Shkalim. And what are we misaki with the Shkalim? It's Taka Gebin Shkalim. We'll soon see to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll discuss that in a few moments. But also to give Tanim. Because that becomes the Tikkun, the Chiluk, and pay attention, Rabbi Said, Savishin Del Yid mit Del Goy Vasel Tut mit Geld. Now listen carefully, Rabbi Said. Because what we're going to say is Emes, Lamitei Emes. What is Purim all about? Okay, we're going to discuss Vas is Purim, Rabbi Said. Vas is the Heilige Tag Purim. There's an interesting Goyin in Mishlei. The Goyin in Mishlei speaks about Hashras Hashchina, and he quotes a pasuk: "V'hu be'echad umi yeshivenu." So, the Heilige Goyin in Mishlei, Perik Vav, Pasuk Yutes, "V'hu be'echad." When Klal Yisrael is echad, umi yeshivenu, kasha Yisrael be'achdus oz Hashchina shayra b'Yisrael. Ooh, interessant, huh? Hashras, Hashchina needs that Klal Yisrael as Achdus. Der Mishkan, no, Yidalach was Hashras, Hashchina. The Shkalim were given to the Beis HaMikdash to build the Mishkan, to have the Avod in the Mishkan, Hashras, Hashchina. What was Achashverosh's ganze Aveda? What's his whole party? The essence, the theme. Put so much money and effort. No? Of Nishbo in the Beis HaMikdash. Das ist doch der ganze Mishte. The entire Mishte was to wear the Big Day Kayin, to show with the Big Day Kleam and the Kleam Mikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is not being rebuilt with the Nevuah, with the Nebuchadnezzar, with the ganze Meis, Alev Eisendach. And therefore he invites Klal Yisrael. We're going to learn where was the Pizur Abesai? Nowhere does it say that the Pizur, the lack of Achdus, was amongst themselves one to the other. And I've challenged you on this many times. Bring me a Mekar. Yes, Yesh Na Amechad, lack of Achdus. Show me a Medrash, a Chazal, something. Okay, I hear. The Gemara says, because they had seen Aschina. But finally, Adarabba. Someone shows it to me. I searched it a lot. Found almost close. Aber der Yisoid is wird gebracht in alle Svarim. And the Teitsch Rabbi Yisai is, there's two in Yonim in Achdus. Achdus means avada one to another, 100%. But there's also Achdus means not to be mefuzim mefeirad beino amim. That it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk alein zogt mefuzim mefeirad beino amim. What's the pshat? They went to the party. The party was trying to undo the Klal Yisrael's Am HaNivchar, Am Echad, that they're special, that they stick together. They were invited to a party among the Goyim, like one other. Ayid mit HaGoyim, we're all Parsiim. And that was the tiny Yesh no Yam Echad, Mefuzar, Mefoyerad, Beino Amim, Meiluvos. Meil can it zayn can Ashuras Hashchina. Can it zayn can Beis HaMikdash. If you look at all the Svarim, Haman's biggest fear was the Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai's biggest goal was Binyan HaMikdash. Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, what was he doing B'Shar HaMelech? What's he doing there? So I saw them and I saw others, they speak. So happened to Melech. He stood there the entire time. Maybe he could catch the Melech and convince him. Mizalbayin the Beis HaMikdash. You notice that the first thing he tells Esther, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus V'Seyos. Yeah? Everything till the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash became a core issue in the Maisa from Purim. Are we Parsim or are we Yehudim? If we're Yehudim, we have a different Melech. If we're Yidden, we have a different Beis HaMalchus. And that is what? The Beis HaMikdash. A Yid can vine in Galus. About an andere Melech, Rabbeinu Shleilam. He has a different Beis HaMalchus. Mordechai sits b'shar HaMelech, b'levush sak. Say negeir the Beis HaMalchus, v'kumt etz Beis HaMalchus b'chlal. It's not negeir to him. His ikke nekude is yidn medav boyin HaBeis HaMikdash. Hashras Hashchinen Klal Yisrael. And this Hashras Hashchinen needed that Klal Yisrael should be miyuchid, am echad. And when that happens, then we could look about building a Beis HaMikdash. And if not, Achashverosh thinks he won. Achashverosh feels that there is no hope for Klal Yisrael to bein a Beis HaMikdash. But it's Pashup Shat. Just have to read it from the Chazalin, from the Svarim. You see, the Beis HaMikdash was a core issue in the story of Purim. And the Pshat Avada, we spoke many times, we don't need a Beis HaMikdash. We could be without a Beis HaMikdash. Reb Chaim Volozhiner speaks about it. Aber mit Avhoben, der Vashachanti Beseichem, und der Beseich Kalecha V'Echad needs all the Tnoyim of the Beis HaMikdash, like we spoke last week. And one of the Tnoyim of the Beis HaMikdash is that Klal Yisrael Shvim Yuchid. And where do I know this from? It's also a Goyin Rabbeis. The Goyin brings Mahi Bishuvun Melech Bisasev Rosh Hayom Yachad Shifte Yisrael Zokta Sifri. The Goyin speaks about it in many places. He says, Mahi Bishuvun Melech, the Pasuk in Vizayis HaBracha, Melech Emesai. When is he the Melech? Bisasev Rosh Hayom Yachad Shifte Yisrael Kishem Oisim Agud Achas V'loi Kishem Agudis Agudis. Habesai, in the Megillah, every time it says the word HaMelech, we read it as if it's HaMelech HaChashverosh. Chazal tell us it's not going on HaMelech HaChashverosh. HaMelech is Melech Malchim Amlochim, Melech the Rebbeinu Shleilam. This is what's going on in the story of Purim, Nes and Teva. And this you probably heard so many times, that Purim is Nes of Teva. That's what it is. But it's Teva. Chanukah is Lamalim in HaTeva. Lamalim in HaTeva, Chanukah. Okay, we don't have to go back into all the Chanukah Vesminda. Chanukah is Lamalim in HaTeva. And Purim is Teva. This is the challenge that we live in a world of Teva. We see the Melech, we see his Kaiches, his Malchus. We see his glamour, we see. So we look at it, we say he's the Melech. He's the Kayach. And the truth is, we have to see and understand as Yidden that the Melech is just a puppet. And it's really Melech Malchi Amlachim, it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. You know when that happens? B'saseif Rosh Hayom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael comes together, then the Melech becomes the king. He becomes the Melech. He's knighted as the king only. B'saseif Rosh Hayom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. Chabesi, you're starting to get a feel of what the underlying issues, so to speak, of the Megillah and the Nes of Purim is. So you say, Pashit, Achashverosh wants to be Mehoidu v'at Kusheva v'esrim u'meyo Medina. He's the Melech. And how does he do this? By taking Klal Yisrael and splitting them among the nations. Fakert, we give you a place among the nations. When Mordechai is screaming not to go to the Suda, when Al Frege doch de Kasha, was killed sein ish for ish, then glad Kasha. Me glad Kasha for that, sagt me. I feel that with the people who don't eat bugs, they would zich eat from Mordechai, Hashkacha, right? That's for sure. Okay, I didn't mean to check anybody. Yeah? Oh, good, Rabbi, say Mordechai, Hashkacha, yeah? Okay. So what was the problem? So Pasha, we always said it was the entertainment. But they say just because the food is kosher doesn't mean the program is kosher. Two things. The arayis that was there. Questions if they knew before if the arayis would be. So good shayla, so good tara. But just the aside of the suda was to show that there's no Beis HaMikdash. Maybe also that's a reason why it's a teifeh. Sudin Hashkaf Kenzai. And what's the pshat? The Eden didn't happen in Mordechai, the God Ladar, with his Das Teira, he understood it. Which is a big lesson in life. What stamped Kasher Abbasai, Gedali Yisrael scream not to go there, there's a reason for it, because they see what we don't see. They verstehen the Sugya besser von uns. They understand the Sugya better than us. Und andere können sagen, ha gufe, was mir sitzt mit der Geib am Tisch. Das allein ist das Problem. Rabbi, wir sagen drei Mahalchen. Wir sagen drei Pshatim. And what was such a big time, als schon ein Enemy, so das heißt, Rasha, was gewinnt schlecht. Und der Territz ist, oder. Sie gewen Prizes, which is a good shaila. Did they know in advance? I don't know. It's a good horror. Maybe it came out that way. Und man hat geschrien, das ist das Seif, wenn ein Goy schickert sich an, that's Yayin Nesach. That's why we have a Nis of Yayin Nesach, right? Other the Pshat is, weil die ganze Sache ist gewinnt, zu weisen, to show that there's no Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't see it. They saw it as going to loyalty to Tachashverish. Man hat geteinet nicht das, ey. Weil er hat gesehen, he saw das Teire, he saw deeper. He saw that it was more about showing the Beis HaMikdash is finished. Another the pshat is ha gufa the yeshna amechad mefuzim mefeired by beno amim. As Avi stated in the pasuk, the way the pasuk clearly tells us, Haman's taina. When Madchir was saying, no, don't do that, don't go and mix and mingle. Now Klal Yisrael's miyuchid, they're special. Abesai. Now let's discuss the tchelis Mordechai. What is the Tchelis Mordechai that they were so happy? When the Teretz is, Klal Yisrael is Mesiachid, then they see the Melech, and then they have the Ashras Hashchina. You could be in this world, Ken Zayin of Del Velt, yeah? But yet, the person lives, Ayid lives with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And Goyim look at you and they're laughing at you. What? Bazei Lepin, das ist der Ayid. This is what Ayid is all about. That every Teva, which seems to be, it's not really Teva, there's a Rebbeinu Shleilam, there's HaMelech behind it all. Tzitzis, what is Tzitzis, Rabbi say? This is famous. That's what tzitzis represents. Tzitzis represents a beisai, malchusa d'shmayo, b'hai ara. The yam is doim l'arkia. Right? So it's yam, but you look up to the rakia. Kimea shemayim al aretz. See this is far from Fataychen. Kimea shemayim al aretz. Right? Person could live here, but hot. Himmel de Geteg, the person, a Yid lives. And that's Tchelus. Where did I get this from? It's a Malbim, Rabbi Isai. The Malbim says clearly, in Zecharya, Perik Ches Pasuk Gimel, V'atzitzis Moirim al Tzchiras HaMitzvis, V'gam al Ashchoas HaShchina B'Yisrael, K'may Shekasuv, as if you stay, Tchelus Daim Elayam, Nuz HaMefushim Albim Rabbi Isai, Hashchas Hashchina, which means a person in his daily life, Geit Arum Et Arabeinu Shleilam. Achashverosh wants, Mizal Kumin Tzum Suda, forget the Arabeinu Shleilam, forget about him. We're in Persia now. And I'm the Melech. When the Madcha shreit chai v'kayim, s'nit azay. Sheshanes Yaakov tzolo v'samecha. Deroysam yachad. Tchelis Mordechai. Tchelis of Mordechai. He's going around b'levush malchus. Getachum. He looks like the senator. Getachum v'azay v'a senator. What is he wearing? Etachtach tzitzis ibedem. Kapella. Chapella. And they chap as the Yid Getarum mit Rebbeinu Shleil. It's a whole different malbush. And I don't mean physically. It means everything that goes in the malbushim. Deroysam yachad tchelis Mordechai. That's the pshat Rabbi Isai. Deroysam yachad. Yachad. Why yachad? So some learned the pshat is going on Haman and Mordechai. So he's up the Velt. They didn't know who's who. So the Reisam Yachad, when they see them together, so how did they chapus Tchelus Mordechai? Das muss ein Mordechai. Wie ein Schneifschus dacht, so sagt das Abschat. That Mordechai and Haman, so Haman decided, put on Mordechai's clothing. Like this he gains, that people should say, oh, you see, it's still Mordechai that's still schlepped Haman. Little does he know that it's not the clothing. As maybe the Zayda Zakt, Achashverosh put on the Big Day Kohen Gadol, but he didn't know that the Big Day Kohen Gadol is L'chavil Siferis for him. It makes the beauty of the person come out. The men's blight is Olba Behema. Today we have dogs that they give very nice uniforms for. I don't know if you ever saw, they wear the poodles, they wear this beautiful play, the mamish. It's not going to change the dog, you know. You can wear all the beautiful clothing in the world, the dog like the Zalba Hunt. Huh? Okay. Akopanim, you hear that, Beisai? Yachad. When they saw them together, Zagim Mefarshim, Yachad. Chelis Mordechai. He copped that this is Mordechai. Good. But the way we're learning Pshat, I saw Reb David Kayan in his Sefer, this famous Sefer on the Purim, also learns the Pshat like this. And what's the Pshat? Yachad, Achdus in Klal Yisrael. Yachad means that Klal Yisrael together. Okay. Now, let's explain the Sheishanas and the Yakif. What's the Sheishanas and what's the Yakif? Avad Sheishan is borrowed from a term in Sheashirim. Kisheishana bein achoichim, kein rayosi bein habonis. When Klal Yisrael in Yiddishak mishpigel tzachap becomes in contrast to the guy, yeah, he's beautiful. The lowest and smallest of Yid is gold compared to the guy. Kesheishana bein achaychim kein rayosi bein abonos. I feel for a mayor Pamishlana that he said that when he comes to Shamayim and they start asking about his avoid, his tire, he'll be very ashamed. Ab ein zach vet azagin. Besiv di guy tata? Okay. And as soon as I'm going to show you, I believe that's Purim. I believe the side of Purim is Tata, we're better than the guy. Kisheishana bein achaychim, kein ayosi bein abonais, betzila yashavti v'chamadati. No matter what, it's Sheishana ben Achaychem. He's a Sheishana ben Achaychem, and that's why I use the Lashon of Yaakov. It's not Yisrael, it's Yaakov. The Ramban, the Zoya, they all write that whenever it says Yaakov, it has to do with Gullus. It has to do with Klal Yisrael and the Matzav of Gullus. Sheishana's Yaakov, the Sheishan of Yaakov. What was Purim? Klal Yisrael was Chayiv Ariga. But then we showed something very special about the Yid, that the Rebbe Yishlam had to be Matzalos. Sheishanas Yaakov, the Shenkite for the Yid. That's what Purim. Sheishanas Yaakov, even the Yaakov. Even when it's Yaakov, when it's the smaller and lower Madrega, it's not Yisrael. Still, Sheishanas. Darshenkeit for the Yid, when it comes, look at the Yid and look at the guy. Look at the difference. Sheishanas Yaakov. It's a whole of us in Mecha. One of their happiness. I'm saying zufrieden. Verkehr hat die zufrieden wegen der Yeshua. About that they were happy. You can't say they weren't happy about the Yeshua. But what really made them happy? Or something more than just the actual Yeshua. There was a Ruchnis, the Rebbeinu Shleilam. They saw Malchus Shamayim and the smallest and simplest of the Yid, Sheishana, is a flower compared to this. Sheishanas Yaakov Tzolov Isamecha of us. We're bringing out the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Thus is the Shenkite for the Yid. And the answer is, so all of a sudden, what is he happy about? When they come together, Klal Yisrael comes as one to see Tchelis Mordechai. He's walking around. He looks beautiful with the arrays and a crown with the daba. This is what moves them. And this is what makes them proud to be a Yid. And that's Purim. We're going to soon explain that it's about being proud to be a Yid. The Malbim and Yeshayim and Gimel Aleph speaks, Yaakov is always Shvala Madrega. Yaakov means that it's on a smaller Madrega. Yet when they're the smallest of the Madrega, they can reach the highest of levels. When it is even b'chinas ad layoda, he's not, he's put him in a mitzvah's kemat. The beauty of the Yid comes out when he's uninhibited by anything. What is the Yid? What is the taichin of the Yid? Ad lo yada. You know what ad lo yada? Where we find the mitzvah of ad lo yada? Because we're trying to get down to the inside. Vas bist tu? Uninhibited. Und die Schenkeit kommt da raus. The Shenkai from the Yid Kunt Arayis, when he's in the Imatzah of Ad Lo Yoda, I want to tell you a Meir Dik Avot. Sheishana, I remember going into a flower store. Sheishanim is not the most expensive flower of the store. And don't challenge me, because I don't remember the names of the flowers. They're beautiful flowers you can get for much more expensive shenner, more... So what's the Sheishana? Why the Sheishana more than unique than any other flower? So I saw Heile Gevot from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Apirion, the Parshas Kisisa. Eye Katal Yisrael. Hashem says, I will be the Tal, I'll be the Dew. Yifrach K'Sheishana. It will sprout and open and blossom like a Sheishana. It's interesting. The rose, it opens, it has petals, it's completely closed. But it opens by the scent or the lubrication of the water from above. And Rabbi Shem says, what is that water that opens up this beautiful flower? Ayek Tal Yisrael, I'll be that Tal. When the Ragid sees Hashras Hashchina, when he sees the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he opens, he blossoms. Klal Yisrael was in a difficult situation, Ruchni and Gashmi, in the story of Purim, in Shushan. But they were like Sheishana, they blossomed quickly. Eye Katal, and they saw the Hashras Hashchina. Like the Gemara says, Mi'avas anes kiblu aleyem. Nikalu ayuhudim. What shows this tremendous kayach that Klal Yisrael has? And the answer is Beis Tzara. They come together. Over the years, I've contemplated Mizokta Zeful Shena Zachen Vegen Yidden. Yet there's so much fighting. I mean, let's be honest. What's the answer to that paradox? Takut Shaila. Eh? If you're honest, look in the mirror and ask yourself. And you know what the Teretz is? Two Teretzim. Definitely not like the guy for sure not. And a different Yisai, Rabbeisai, which I heard from Gedolei Yisrael. Nobody fights like us, but nobody makes up like us either. Such a merit gevot. Such a heilig gevot, Rabbeisai. Can I tell you something characteristic about a Sheishana? And it's not a drasha. You know why? Because Rashi says it. Rashi himself says it. Lamatzeach al Sheishanim. Tehillim, Perik Mem Hei Pasuk Aleph. Sokta Rashi, the Talmidei Chachomim are called Sheishanim. It's referring to the Talmidei Chachomim. Says Rashi, why Sheheim Rach? They are soft. like Sheishanim. Wow, interesting. Talmid Chacham are soft like Sheishanim. I have two questions for you, Rabbi Ifrei. And I'm not going to say the obvious, well, did you have them? No, I'm not going to go there, okay? But the Gemara tells us, Kal Talmid Chacham, Sheina Kasha, Kedarzel, he has to be tough like nails, like a... So what's Rashi talking about? What's he referring to? And then I have a different question. Hanamda v'shayla aveithai. Klal Yisrael is a sheishane. Azim yikol umais. Shteta klar. Klal Yisrael is the most brazen of all other nations. Am ksheyoyrif. What are we talking about? Aveithai, the Teretz is in Arambam. Avada. We're Am Ksheyoyrif. Let's see how we make up. So after Rambam, Asil Adam, Hilchus Shuva, Perik Beis, Alach Yud, Asil Adam, Liyais Achzari, V'lo Yispayes. You have to be, this is going on Erev Yom Kippur, we'll soon get to 1 minute into Yom Kippur. You have to be, not an Achzer, V'lo Yehei Noyach, Noyach L'Ratzais, V'kosh Elichais. Yeah, we gotta be strong. Eh? We gotta be tough. Tough not to get angry. Kashalichais. But noyach l'ratzais. And the Rambam says that this darkom is called the way of the Zera Yisrael v'libam hanachay. Deep down in every Yid's heart. This is what it's all about. That he's noyach l'ratzois. Kisheishana ben achaychim, nikalu ha-yehudim, when it came to protecting one yid, the other, when it came to fighting one for the other, then they joined together. Nikalu ha-yehudim, be'achdus be'echot gomor, says the Goyin, it was one. They united as one. That's the kayach of the yid. Rashi tells us in Masechtas Megillah, Mankil Lakaili, we read the Megillah even on Yud Gimel. Why? Because it's Man Kehila Lakail. It doesn't even need a pasuk. It's Pashit, it's a chaluk of the Yeshua of Purim. The fact that they joined together the Nikalu Yehudim Bareyam. Rabbi Isai, Purim is you celebrate the Yid, because that's what Haman hated in us. You know what Haman, you know what the world hates about us? When we come together, no one comes together like us. They hate that. The Nazi hated it. We can tell you story after story. That's what ate the Nazi up more than anything else. The triangle, the Yid with the Rabbeinu Shalom and his fellow men. That connection. Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Reis Chad, it's all one. That they can't handle that. Purim. We celebrate the Fakert. We are Yidden. That's what Purim is. Nikalu Yehudim Bayrayim. Kima Yehudim. Look how many times we stress and emphasize the word Yehudim in the Megillah. We're celebrating Ich bin Ayid Nishkin Goy. I am a holder from Mahalach, and therefore Purim is based on Matanis Lev Yoinim and Shalach Monis Ishla Reyehu. A Shiloh. Can I give shalach manis to an enemy and be yaitza? My shayla, I hate the guy. I can't stand him. Rabbi Yashiv in his sefer Tzaliches Olam is a kuntres for Rabbi Yashiv on Hilchos Purim. Yinak yaitza shteitim pasuk yishlereyehu. Shteitim yishlereyehu. It's not your friend. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. His contrasim writes, Chas v'shalom, there's no such thing. Talk about the tzmimus of Rav Chaim, what's shaykh? How could you hate someone? What are you talking about? Okay. Can I tell you a Peleyaitz? The Peleyaitz agrees with both of them. You can have an enemy, but yet you should give him shalach manis. Zok the Peleyaitz in Hilchas Purim, because that's the whole yisoid of shalach manis. The ganze yisoid for shalach manis is to make up with the other person. So you should take a look to give shalach manis to people who you don't like. L'chatchila. As I said to him. It's a peliyayitz. It's a peliyayitz. When does it take a peliyayitz? He's giving you a gewaldige eitzah. It works. I've done it in the past. It works wonders, as they say. I go to shalach manis, the guy, your neighbor, as a driver, a dos, a yens, a reizba. Send him a shein of shalach manis and it's all over. Finished. I might restart again after Purim. That I can't. That's up to you and him. But it's over. That's nikalu ha-yehudim v'areyem. Yeah, nikalu ha-yehudim v'areyem. This is what it is. And now we put the last part to the equation. Reb Shlomo Aleinu, my entire Reb Shlomo asked me to put the shaila before the shir. So either Niba v'layada mashin Niba, or Fakert, I love him so much that whatever he asks me, that becomes the shir. Could be, anything could be. How could it be so much in Purim in one day? How could you pack it all into one day? How could the shaila, eh? And I answered him, you know, when you get the right medicine, you don't got to take a box load of it, right? That's the kayach of Purim. That you could get in a short, quick dosage. But you don't even know how much you get in that Purim. And I want to explain to you in 1 minute. I know I'm stealing time from you. I'll send you a shalach manis so it'll all be good. Okay? The shir itself, that's the shalach manis. That's even the manis halevi, no? That's what he sent shalach manis to his shver, his kala. Could you imagine sending a kala shtikl teva? He sent to shtikl teva. You know the history? Okay, after the shir, I told you. He said that was the story. The manis halevi was a shalach manis to his kala. You try it. Let me see how long you'll stay married. Okay, now. Kitza avesa, are you here? Listen good. Hell good. Simcha, so we spoke about the achdus and the yadus. And where is the tzol of a samecha now? Now daf not teach in the simcha, yeah? There's only one thing that makes a yid b'simcha, and that is the equation I just told you. That he's a yid together with other yidin, that he recognizes the Rabbeinu Shlem as the melech. Melech plus Klal Yisrael equals simcha. That's what it is. You know how I know this? Because it's a Gayan, it's all over, it's Rosh Hashanah, Bahibi Yisrael and Melech. Yom Kippur is the Yachad Shifta Yisrael, that they make Bein Olam Chaver, they come together as one. Equal Sukkos. Purim. Alaylahu nadidosh nas ha-melech. Nikalu ha-yehudim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then for what? Vayir Shushan. It's all of us amecha. The equation works, Rabbi Yisrael. I know it is a fact. When it's melech plus klal Yisrael equals simcha. There is no, so to speak, loopholes around this equation. Melech, vahi bishur melech, the goyin, I told you. Yachad shifta Yisrael equals sukkah simcha. And this, the koyach of Purim, is yoyim ki Purim. Now you have a whole new taich of yoyim ki Purim. Yoyim Kippur is what Purim is. Because Purim, you get it in a capsule form. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkah, because you got it all in one capsule. You take a capsule, has to chalf. Nikalu ha-yehudim to mekayim the achdus properly, and that will bring you to the simcha. But don't forget, part of the equation is vahi b'shurim melech. Tageses to the Rebbeinu Shleilu and the Tat in Himmel on Purim. Mezeiches ha-taka to Yeshua Sinechamas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.